What is up and welcome into the Locked On Chargers podcast. I'm your host, Daniel Wade, joined as always with my two co-hosts, John Kegley and David Drogemeyer. We are three writers from San Diego Sports Domination, where we got our start, San Diego's top sports blog, and we've been covering the Chargers for four seasons now. We also do a Facebook live show, Chargers Domination Live, which airs weekly, and this is our second season being honored to be the Locked On Chargers host, bringing you your team every day. All right, guys, well, it's Friday, so first of all, happy Friday, and it's going to be a little bit different of a Friday show. Normally, we get into our predictions, and we get into some fan voicemails, usually venting, but today, since the Chargers play on Monday Night Football against the Chiefs, it's going to be a little bit different. We're going to be talking about, first, the crazy news that happened in the NFL last night with Myles Garrett hitting Mason Rudolph, the quarterback of the Steelers, in the head with a helmet. So that's just too big of news not to at least start the show with today. And we'll also talk about Adrian Phillips being allowed to be activated off of the injured reserve. He's back at practice now. So now the Chargers have 21 days to activate him to the active roster. So we'll start with that. And then we're going to get into our keys for success. First, we'll start with the keys for success for the Chargers defense going up against this high-powered Kansas City offense, and then we'll flip it over and talk about what the Chargers offense needs to do. Spoiler alert, they're going to have their best game of the season to wrap the show up today. So, let's go ahead and get into it, David. This is your Locked On Chargers lead story. I'm Daniel Wade, joined by David Drogemeyer. The news of the day is that the news today has to start with last night's game on Thursday Night Football with the Cleveland Browns taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers in a game that Chargers fans needed the Steelers to lose because they are currently ahead of you in the AFC playoff picture. The Steelers go down, but that was not the story, David. The game ended in absolute chaos.
Oh my goodness, did it ever, Daniel. I cannot believe what I saw. So in the closing seconds of this game, Myles Garrett had ripped down Mason Rudolph and they got into a little physical altercation. And what happened, Myles Garrett actually ripped Mason Rudolph's helmet off of his head and he actually hit Mason Rudolph in the head with his own helmet. It's something I have never seen in my 20 plus years of watching football ever before in my life, Daniel. I cannot believe I saw that. Myles Garrett absolutely has to get suspended for the rest of the season. There's no, absolutely no room for this in the NFL. If they're all about player safety, they have to take that kind of stance. They have to suspend Myles Garrett. I mean, it's a boneheaded thing to do. He said in his press conference, he said things were getting chippy, and I was like, no, Myles Garrett, sorry, that's not getting chippy. That's assault and battery, my friend. You can't do that. The NFL can't condone it.
Yeah, Myles Garrett might catch a charge. I mean, that's how wild it was. The play had Myles Garrett and quarterback Mason Rudolph getting tangled up as they went to the ground. Mason Rudolph grabbed the helmet of Myles Garrett, so Myles Garrett proceeded to rip off Mason Rudolph's helmet. And when Rudolph tried to get back in the mix, Myles Garrett swung Rudolph's helmet and hit him so hard in the head that it was shocking, almost like seeing a baseball player take a bat to the catcher like we've actually seen before. That's the kind of reaction that I had. Then you had Mike Pouncey's brother tying the Chargers back into this. Marquise Pouncey jumping in on the action, getting Myles Garrett on the ground, punching him, ends up kicking him in the head. So there are so many ramifications from this that are going to come down for the league. And for the Chargers, you needed the Steelers to lose this game. They do, and now they might be missing their center for an extended period of time. We don't know what that's going to happen. And the Browns just tied you in the win column, but they're probably going to be without their best player for maybe the rest of the season. Just utter chaos, and one of the craziest things I've seen on a football field in a while. So we had to start with that. But getting back to some Chargers news, the Chargers got some good news on the injury front when Adrian Phillips returned to practice on Thursday, which is a huge sign for the Chargers defense, David. And with how the injured reserve works in the NFL, now that he's practicing, the team has 21 days to decide whether they will activate him from the injured reserve list. There are some notable Chargers that are on injured reserve that will probably not come back, like Mike Pouncey or Forrest Lamp or Dontrell Inman. The main two guys are Derwin James and Adrian Phillips. So, David, I fully expect the Chargers to have him on the active roster within the next 3 weeks, especially since this is the only year on his contract after signing a one-year deal in the offseason. I believe that he will come back, and eventually Derwin James will come back as well. And for the Chargers, this is a huge boost to their defense, especially in the tackling department.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, you cannot be happier that Adrian Phillips has worked his way back from injury and that he's back at practice after, you know, breaking his arm in week two. It's great for the Chargers. The Chargers are getting healthy right at the right time. And if they can get through this Monday night game with the win, then they can get Derwin James back after the bye. And then you can have Adrian Phillips and Derwin James back on the football field, helping your defense and, you know, showing the Charger fans and, you know, just the everyone around the league what the defense was supposed to look like when they started the season. They never got a chance to see that, but Adrian Phillips is getting healthy. I fully expect that, you know, since they put him, they activated this 21-day window, that he will be back. I don't think he's going to be back in time for the Monday night game. I would be surprised, but I would not be surprised at all to see Adrian Phillips and Derwin James strapping it up after the bye week for the Chargers, and that is phenomenal news.
And we talked with Eric Williams, who covers the Chargers for ESPN, and he said that he expects Derwin James to come back no matter what the outcome is of Monday night's game against the Chiefs. So that might sound questionable, but you know Derwin James wants to be out there. You know Adrian Phillips wants to be out there. So at least for now, having Adrian Phillips back on the field practicing with those guys is a huge sign for the Chargers defense, who has had nothing but bad news this year. And if he can come back, it'll be the closest thing we've seen to this fully loaded Chargers defense all season long. But we do have two more segments to get into, because we have to get into our keys for success for the Chargers game against the Chiefs. So much to talk about. There's so many things the Chargers need to do in this game to find success against one of the best teams in the league. Even though they have a 6-4 record, the Chargers have a lot on their plate. But before we get into that, I need to tell you guys, of course, about one of our favorite sponsors over at Blue Chew. That's blue, like the color blue. Blue Chew is the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. The best part about Blue Chew, guys, is there's no more awkwardness. Blue Chew ships straight to your house in a discreet package. No in-person doctor visits, no waiting in line at the pharmacy. It's the simplest, most discreet way to get what you need. Right now, we have a special deal for our listeners. If you guys go to BlueChew.com, you can get your first order for free when you use the special promo code LOCKEDON. That's free, guys. All you have to do is pay $5 in shipping. The product is free at BlueChew.com. Promo code LOCKEDON to get your first free order. BlueChew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And speaking of getting action in the bedroom, I have some action for you guys on this weekend slate of games over with my friends at MyBookie. Right now, leading up to Thanksgiving, MyBookie is offering a risk-free bet on the Bears-Lions game. Simply choose a team against the spread for up to $250 in winnings if you can pull it off. You've got an extra holiday spending money if you lose. Congratulations, because MyBookie will give you all of your money back. It's a no-brainer. You can literally not lose. It's no risk, guys. It's all gravy. Doesn't matter whether you're an experienced player or a first-time customer, MyBookie welcomes all to come play, so quit waiting around and sign up today. All you have to do is log into mybookie.ag to make your first deposit, and right now MyBookie will double your first deposit. They will match it dollar for dollar to jumpstart your bankroll. And that's on top of the free bet they're already giving you. Let me repeat that. That's a guaranteed deposit match and a risk-free bet for Thanksgiving only. So if you're a true football fan, you do not want to let this opportunity pass you by. You simply cannot lose. Make sure you do your part and to support your team this season. Hop on the gravy train and get in on the action with MyBookie. You play, you win, you get paid. All right, guys. Well, now it's time to get into our keys for success. So today we're going to start with the Chargers defense versus this high-powered Kansas City offense. And there's so much to talk about in this segment, John, just because Kansas City does so many things well offensively, and they just have so many playmakers. I mean, Travis Kelce, most people think he's the best tight end in the NFL. You have Tyreek Hill, who's probably a top five receiver now in the NFL, especially with what he's able to do after the catch. And he's just really an all-around receiver now too. Like, I think he gets slighted sometimes as just a speed guy. Now, he's an all-around wide receiver who is one of the biggest threats in the entire NFL. And now, John, you add in a guy like Mecole Hardman, who is already one of the fastest players in the league. You saw what he did last week against the Titans, catching a ball over the middle about 15 to 20 yards down the field and then just absolutely burning everybody in that Titans secondary and pulling away. The Chargers have a full plate this week, John, because this Kansas City offense is loaded with weapons.
And that's without mentioning Sammy Watkins, Damian Williams, Anthony Sherman, who beat us last year on a
Patrick Mahomes.
Oh yeah, Patrick Mahomes, Sean McCoy. I mean, this team is loaded. I mean, I guess the key for the Charger defense is just to play dead and hope they feel sorry for you. I mean, it's going to be a rough week, but if you can get pressure on Patrick Mahomes, make him a little off balance, it might give you a chance to not let him get complete passes. But even then, this guy is ridiculously athletic. Will throw a off his back foot while doing a 360 and doing a back flick and somehow still make a 40-yard completion. I don't know how he does it, but he does. But when he's gotten pressure in his face, he has overthrown receivers sometimes, even on those ridiculous type of throws. So I'm going to say if you can get pressure on him and keep him in the pocket, I think you increase your chances of winning this game. But you also have to shut down Tyreek Hill and just let the other guys do what they do. If you can stop Sammy Watkins, Mecole Hardman, and Travis Kelce, you have a chance at it. But if Tyreek Hill is beating you, there's nothing you can do after that. If he's beating you, everyone else is going to beat you. Shut down Tyreek Hill with double coverage and let the other guys beat you.
Well, I mean, for a good example of that, John, I'm glad that you brought that up, because in the games last season, the first game, the Chargers absolutely shut down Travis Kelce, one catch for 6 yards. But Tyreek Hill goes 7 catches, 169 yards, and 2 touchdowns, and you lose 38-28. But in the second game, when Travis Kelce has a little bit better game, 7 for 67 is a good game. But Tyreek Hill goes 4 for 46 and 0 touchdowns, you win that game. I don't think that's a coincidence that that happened. I mean, he is the most explosive playmaker. We didn't even talk about his punt return for a touchdown. Luckily, he's not returning punts anymore, but Mecole Hardman is, who's really a dangerous threat as well. So there's really no give up right there. But you're right. And I think with Tyreek Hill, he's going to get some catches. I mean, that's just going to happen. It's what you do after he catches the ball that is going to determine whether the Chargers are going to have success this week on defense. I mean, with the Chiefs, with what they do with all the movement, short passes, deep passes, I mean, just getting guys the ball all around the field, a bunch of screen passes, the Chargers' discipline and their tackling is going to be put in a spotlight this weekend, and we're going to see how they perform, because that has not been their specialty so far this year, John. These guys are going to have their best tackling game of the season, because if you miss a tackle on a guy like Mecole Hardman or Tyreek Hill, they're going to burn you for a touchdown. It's going to be a giant play. And we'll talk about, you know, the Chargers just limiting giant plays, because that's going to be a big key this week. But if you have to be able to tackle them, John, they're going to give you chances to tackle somebody behind the line of scrimmage. Are the Chargers going to be able to make those tackles?
Tackling is going to be huge. Guys are slippery on this team, especially guys like Tyreek Hill, who will just break out of your tackle and then take off running. There's also this guy, you know, LeSean McCoy, who some are saying is a little bit washed up, not the same player he used to be, but he still has a 5.2 yards per carry average this year, and that's as a backup, and he can still break your tackles. Damian Williams is a shifty guy with a lot of speed who has a 91-yard touchdown run. The Chiefs' rushing attack is not that good, but they will beat you if you don't tackle them. Tackling is going to be huge in this game. Mecole Hardman against the Titans caught one little hook route, and without being touched, even though there was two Titans within 3 yards of him on each side, just took off sprinting down the sideline and outran everybody like it was a 40-year-old man amongst five-year-olds. It was an absolute burn. So just imagine if the Chargers miss a tackle and they take off doing that, with Rayshon Jenkins having bad pursuit angles. It's going to be big plays all day if you don't tackle.
Yeah, and I like Rayshon Jenkins having a player like that in a game where you just need a guy with speed on the back end, but it's also a guy who's missed a few back-breaking tackles for the Chargers defense, and it just had tackles already turn into giant plays and touchdowns that have cost the Chargers games. But John, this is my thing for this game. If you want to be a bend but don't break defense, this is going to be the game that I'm okay with it. If the Chargers just give up field goals and they can have the Kansas City Chiefs settle for field goals, I'd be good with that.
I agree, actually. That's actually a great point. If you play bend, don't break defense, you don't allow the big plays. You prevent the big plays. You allow your defense to not go, you know, one play, 80-yard touchdown, come off the field, offense goes three and out, and now you're back on the field. Like, you're just going to be tired that way. You're going to get frustrated. The bend, don't break defense, you're controlling what they do, and if they move down the field on you, they do it while running out the clock, which means your offense has plenty of time to figure out what they're going to do. They don't run up the score, so at the end of the game, you'll still have a chance. If you're down seven because it's 35-28 or 28-21, you kept yourself in the game, whereas if they're getting big plays, it'll be like 52-21. So I agree with the bend, don't break defense, and when they get into the red zone, there's this other running back. We talked about Damian Williams, but there's Darrell Williams, who is fumble prone in the red zone. So if they get to the red zone and they give him the ball, you better start stripping him.
Well, and that's one of the things I was going to bring up in this game too, John, just because I think the Chargers, I said this against the Packers as well, and they didn't really turn the ball over against the Packers. But in this game, you saw it with the Titans last week, the Rashawn Evans 54-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown. You need a big play like that, a blocked field goal to take points off the board. You have to be able to take some points off the board and help out your offense in this game. The Chiefs have a plus two turnover margin this year, which isn't great, but they don't really turn the ball over often. At least Patrick Mahomes doesn't. He didn't have his first interception until week six. But I mean, just to see the Chiefs offense still fifth in the NFL in points per game with 28.4, third in passing yards with Patrick Mahomes missing some games, I mean, tells you a lot about this offense and what Andy Reid has been able to do. And John, the other thing I want to talk about, you talked about a little bit about the Chargers being able to get pressure on Patrick Mahomes. I agree. Joey Bosa is going to have a really good game in this one. You want to attack Cameron Irving, the left tackle, who has been pretty bad this year, or you can attack the center as well and try to get pressure up the middle too, so he can't step up into the pocket. But John, once you get there, I mean, you need this defensive line to cause havoc in this backfield. It needs to be chaos. That's what the Colts did. That's what the Texans did. I mean, that's what the Titans did to some extent, but that game was more of an outlier. And I'm only talking about the losses that the Chiefs had with Patrick Mahomes as their starter. But John, you have to bring him down. The Chargers struggled mightily with that against the Texans, and we've seen it so many times, guys getting away from the grasp of a pass rusher. It cannot happen this week, because Patrick Mahomes getting out of those pockets when he's about to get sacked, that's the worst thing that can happen for your defense, because the Chargers defense is usually pretty good at controlling big plays. But once Patrick Mahomes gets out of the pocket, John, it's anyone's guess where that ball's going, and it's probably going to be a big play.
And let's not forget to mention, the Chargers defense, despite its flaws, does pretty good within the first 3 or 4 seconds of a play. Once somebody misses a tackle is when we usually mess up. So if we got the pass rush coming and we're swarming, we usually miss a tackle on the QB, and that's when the big play happens. Or we're swarming in and the quarterback gets away to a receiver for like 6 yards. We miss a tackle. There goes a 13-20-yard play. So you're spot on with this tackling in the pocket. If you get to Patrick Mahomes, you have to bring him down, hold him for dear life. And usually people will say tackle at the legs or whatever to make sure that he gets on the ground, but he'll still make the play. You have to make sure you wrap up and get at his arm. If you have a hold on him, do something to his arm. Grab it, hit it, swat it, do something so that he can't make that amazing play while he's trying to get out of your grasp.
Absolutely. I mean, he's the most deadly out of the pocket quarterback. I mean, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers are both up there as well, but Patrick Mahomes does some special things because he still uses the whole field. He's not afraid to throw across his body when the rest of the coverage has really gone over and flowed to the other side, and that always creates big plays for him. He's going to put some balls in some pretty crazy positions, so if you get those opportunities, especially to get off the field in third down and deflect a pass or jump up and swat a ball down at the line of scrimmage, those are all going to be huge things this week, because the Chargers haven't been great getting off the field on third down, and this is going to be a week where you're not going to be able to let someone catch a 3-yard pass on third and 10 and let him break a tackle and get a first down. So the other thing I think I want to see a little bit this week, John, too, is just I need to see a mix in of some tight man coverage against this team. I think if you go zone the entire game, you're going to get picked apart. And I also would like to see some more DB blitzes. Maybe Desmond King gets in there or somebody like that, so you have a more athletic guy getting in the backfield who can try to bring down Patrick Mahomes and can match up a little bit better athletically with him.
Yes, getting a DB blitz does bring that athleticism to help with the tackling. and to help with the pressure, but most importantly, that man coverage, that jamming at the line of scrimmage, playing really hard man coverage within the first 5 yards. Do something to get the timing off, because once you play zone for a while, eventually they start figuring out, hey, if I take 3 steps and throw here, you'll be open. Just get to that spot. But if you jam, you play man coverage, you kind of take off that timing, and it can help break apart an offense and keep them from getting in rhythm. And you can also force an interception that way. Patrick Mahomes has thrown some interceptions against man coverage because he's just throwing on a timing route. It's not Patrick Mahomes' fault. It's him, 1, 2, 3, and throw to a spot, and someone got him with a man coverage when he thought it was probably zone. So if you could confuse Patrick Mahomes with some man coverage and force a turnover that way.
I agree. And I also, just in general, I think this is going to be a very big game for Chargers linebackers to show us something, because there's so much movement. The Chiefs like to do so many things, little shovel passes as well. I mean, the Chargers linebackers are going to have a good game in this one, I think, for the Chargers to have success defensively. So they do have one more segment to get into. There's so much to talk about with the Chiefs and what you have to do against them to just give yourself a shot at a win. And we're going to be getting into what the Chargers need to do offensively against a subpar, I would say, Chiefs defense. The Chargers offense should have some success this week, but let's go ahead and get into it. But first, I need to tell you guys that if you guys are in the market for a new car, there's only one place to go, and that is Metro Infinity. Right off the 210 in Monrovia, you got to swing by their brand new multi-million dollar facility and check out the amazing selection of new and used cars. They're the only dealer in California that is family owned, and they've been in business for over 25 years. They're the number one volume dealer in California. And one of my favorite parts about Metro Infinity is if you don't like going into the dealership, it's no problem. They will bring your new car and the paperwork to your home or office and complete the whole transaction there. And if you mention that we sent you over there, you will get an extra $500 off any purchase. So if you're thinking about a new Infiniti or even in the market for any new car, please give them a chance to earn your business. You can reach them at 626-599-7510 or at metroinfinity.com. And when you get there, tell them Locked On Chargers sent you over there. All right, well, it's time to get into the final segment of the week, because the Chargers are playing the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. So next week, we'll be getting into some fan voicemails and our predictions for this game on Monday before the game. But today, we are going to wrap things up by talking about our keys for success for the Chargers offense going up against a pretty average Chiefs defense. The Chargers in this one, John, I think the defense can hold its own, or at least keep the Chargers in this game. But let's be honest, they're going to have to score points in this game. The Chargers, in all likelihood, John, are probably going to have their best offensive performance of the season to win this game.
Yes, they are. It's going to be a flawless, no penalties, complete your passes type of offense, be aggressive, and most importantly, run the ball. The Chiefs defense is 31st in the league, giving up over 140 yards a game rushing. And Derrick Henry went off on them last week, and that was the big reason that the Titans won. Derrick Henry had over 150 yards in the second half alone, including a lot of long touchdown runs. Melvin Gordon could have the same thing if you run the ball and stick with it. If the first few runs don't work, it's okay. Stick with it. That's the one thing the Chargers offense hasn't been good at, except for the past couple of weeks. They have stuck with it the past couple of games, but you still got to stick with it in this game, and it'll keep Patrick Mahomes off the field, and it'll be playing into the Chiefs' weakness.
And John, I think when you're playing in the altitude that everyone can't stop talking about, how is that not one of the most important things in this game? I mean, if you're running the football consistently, you saw what Derrick Henry did in the second half. What's to make you think the Chargers, if they can keep running the football, won't have the same success? And under Shane Steichen, they actually have had that success. They've stuck with it. They've ran the ball extremely well over the last couple of weeks. And I think Melvin Gordon is getting hot at the right time. So it's nice to know that at least you should be able to expect the Chargers to have some success on the ground, as long as they don't put themselves in a 14-0 hole early. I mean, I think that the Chargers should have success running the football. And I think the running backs in general in this game, John, are going to be huge, whether it's rushing the football, whether it's throwing it to them out of the backfield. In a game like this, where you need the offense to be super explosive, I think you need a lot of Austin Ekeler, not just playing running back, but also playing some wide receiver and playing some slot receiver as well, getting him some routes routes down the field to take advantage of an okay safety group with a young guy in Juan Thornhill back there and a pretty mediocre linebacker group. The Chargers running backs have a mismatch this week, and the Chargers offense, who needs to keep up and needs to have some long extended drives, need both of them to be very effective.
Yes, and I'm going to point out this. The Raiders finally did it, and I know Andy Reid is going to do it. Andy Reid is going to send the blitz up the middle and drop back into his zone. He's done it before on Phillip Rivers. Almost every game he does it. Chris Jones coming up the middle. Frank Clark is going to come at you. It's going to be time for this Chargers team to figure out a way to get quick passes off, and they have to do it creatively. And one way to do that would be to have, like, delayed running back routes. Rivers is back to throw, and then at the last second, Austin Ekeler or Melvin Gordon slips out, turns around, quick hook route, and you have a running back that has some room to run, open field. It might get you 5 or 6 yards, but it's better than incompletion or getting sacked or forcing an interception. You got to be creative with how you do these routes. Having two receivers in the same area and have them break apart and see if the Chiefs defense is actually communicating well and going with their guys. Last year, we had a moment where Tyrell Williams actually cut one way and the Chiefs defender anticipated his cut but went the other way. Tyrell was wide open but dropped a long touchdown. But if you do a hard cut like Keenan Allen does, these Chiefs defenders might fall for it. They try to break on your plays. They try to break on the route. They try to predict where you're going instead of just making the read. You could find a big play in this game just from a hard cut or a double move.
Yeah, you could, but you're right. Most importantly, when you have guys like Frank Clark and Chris Jones in the middle, who's one of the best pass rushers on the interior outside of Aaron Donald in the league, you have to be able to protect them, especially up the middle with Phillip Rivers not being mobile. You have to be able to at least slow them down. And I think running the football has a lot to do with that. And also, John, hard play action. So just another stat on running the football and why that's going to be so important this week. This is the three losses for the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes as the starter this season. The Colts ran for 180 rushing yards, had 37 minutes and 15 seconds time of possession. The Texans ran it for 192 yards, possessed it for almost 40 minutes in that game. And the Titans last week ran it for 225 yards. I mean, that's very important for the Chargers this week. And time of possession will be as well. I expect to see some long extended drives. And that means you're going to have to convert on these third downs. You can't have penalties slowing you down and turning a 14-play drive into a field goal attempt. And just like it is every week for the Chargers, Don, if they get in the end zone against this Kansas City team, you better be ready to put the ball in the end zone and pull out all the stakes.
Absolutely. Play aggressive. Play like you're there to win, not there to try not to lose. If you're, I'd say, within the 10-yard area and it's goal to go, take a shot. Take a shot. If it's fourth and goal from the 8, take a shot in the end zone. Try it out. The worst case scenario, the Chiefs are backed up. You'll probably get the ball back. If you stop them 3 and out, you'll get the ball back with somewhere around your own 40 to within the Chiefs 40. If the Chiefs go all the way down the field, then that's a defensive problem. But offensively, be aggressive, go for it. Take a chance. The last few games, we haven't really done much of that. There was that 4th and 2 at our own 18 against the Raiders, which was pretty cool to see, even though we got a penalty that negated it. But this year, we've been pretty conservative when it comes to like a 4th and 6 at our own 30 or something. Like, take a shot. You have nothing to lose now. Your season is on the line. The division's on the line.
Exactly. There is nothing to lose. If there are any unscripted plays, if you have any trick plays that don't involve 5 handoffs and a guy getting tackled and injured 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage, pull them out for this game. This is a must-win game. You have to do everything you can. The rest of the season hinges on it. And Phillip Rivers said in a press conference on Thursday that we dug ourselves a hole up just about as deep as we can dig. I mean, there's no more room to dig yourself down, John. There's nothing left. It's all now or it's nothing. And as far as the AFC goes, I know crazy things could happen, but the Chargers, for the most part, control their own destiny, and they need to take care of business. And to win this game, realistically, you're going to have to put up 30-something points. I mean, you have to get into the 30s in this game. So, Shane Steichen, this is the week that you really need to get this Chargers offense on the same page. You've been much better than Ken Whisenhunt this year, and the Chargers offense has scored, 20-plus points in both of the games. But you're going to need a 30-point game in this one, bud. So, you're going to – John, I mean, what's the number you need to see the Chargers offense get to for you to think that they will win this game?
Well, it depends on time of possession. If we have a time of possession of around 35, 37 minutes, I'd say you need 30. But if you can get some around the 41, 42 area, I'd say about 28, maybe 27 points. It would work for that kind of time of possession because you kept the ball out of Patrick Mahomes' hands, and I'm guessing it's probably 27, 21, 27, 24 around that time. But with 35, 37 minutes time of possession, I think it would be close to 30 points in my mind.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, I think what this Chargers offense needs to do is just keep themselves in the game and just give themselves a shot at the end to prove that you can win a one-score game. Because I think if we know the Chargers, we know unless they just come out there and totally lay an egg, it's going to be a close game. They're going to have an opportunity to win this game at some point. Are they going to seize it? I don't know. But the Chargers offense this week, you have all of the weapons. I mean, Hunter Henry should have a good game. The wide receivers, Keenan Allen, should be able to do whatever he wants against this secondary. I know they have a couple of pretty good players with Shavarius Ward and Fuller, but I think that Keenan Allen, there's nothing that really stops Keenan Allen. If he wants to have a big game and he's getting the targets, he should have a big game as well. You have all the weapons at your disposal. You need to make it work this week. So I think that's going to wrap things up for the offensive keys for success and this week of shows. Thank you to Eric Williams for coming on the show this week. Thank you to Chris Clark from Locked On Chiefs for coming on the show this week. It's been a pretty good week, even though we only had four shows. We appreciate you guys hanging with us, and I appreciate you guys calling into the Locked On Chargers voicemail line so you can get on Monday's show. Again, the number is 323-524-7924. Every Chargers voicemail gets on the show. We have a couple, but we still have a couple of open slots. If you guys want to tell us what you think the Chargers need to do to get a win against Kansas City this week, let us know on there. But until next time, guys, make sure to follow us on Twitter at LockedOnLAC and to like the Facebook page, Locked On Chargers, as well as subscribing to us wherever you get your podcast from. You can find the Locked On Chargers podcast there. So we'll be back with you guys next week on game day to preview this game against the Kansas City Chiefs on Monday Night Football in Mexico City. But until then, take it easy and go Bolts.